Odessa, you stupid slut. Look what you've done now. For Neptune's sake, our fathers and the king are going to kill us for yet another shipwreck being our fault.
Correction, Mirabelle. The other shipwrecks that have happened weren't our fault. And don't get mad at me. You're the one who told me to sing the wrong siren song. I thought it was to seduce some sailors so we could get laid, not send them to their deaths.
I told you not to trust me on it. You know my brain gets all fuzzy when I'm in heat. I've been like this for over a month now, since the summer got here.
Well, you aren't the only one. That's why we're here at the surface, when we shouldn't be trying to get some. And no, I'm not going for any of our own again. I want something different.
All right, fine. Yes, I gave you the wrong siren song. But you can't blame me when I'm horny and nervous. After all, it's our first time trying to score a man or a woman that isn't from our own species. You're lucky I agreed to go along with this because we could be dead fish right now.
Belle, would you relax? Plenty of the mermaids do this in broad daylight. We just decided to be cautious and do it at night to be discreet.
There is nothing discreet about a shipwreck. Fuck! Look at the ship go down because of one rock. And all the sailors falling into the sea. I hope they can swim.
Those aren't even sailors, Mirabelle. They're pirates. See the black flag with a skull and crossbones on it? These are the same men who kill girls like us and destroy our home. We shouldn't feel bad.
Well, maybe you're right, but... Hey! Look over there! It's a woman floating in the water! Do you think she's a pirate too?
Not in that gorgeous gown, no. Wait, I've seen her before. She's the royal princess from the next kingdom over. What is she doing all the way out here with a bunch of pirates?
And what are you doing swimming to other kingdoms? You've been going to the surface again, haven't you? You know it's against the rules. We could get in trouble. You could get in trouble.
Oh, hush. Like I said, mermaids do it all the time. It just so happened I was getting some sun in my hair and exercising my tail when I noticed this girl's humongous castle and her playing with her dogs along the shore. Those pirate fuckers must have snatched her up for royalties or something. She might be endangered.
Then we should help her. Maybe bring her to shore or something?
No, we'll take her to our place. Come on and help me swim her to shelter. She hasn't been in the water for that long, so we can still save her. Look, she's coming too. Hello? Can you understand me? You speak English, right? If you don't, that's okay. We merfolk understand all foreign languages.
Way to lay it easy on her, Arendessa.
Miss, please don't be afraid. We're not going to hurt you. You're going to be just fine. We had to strip you of your dress and bodice because it was constricting you and keeping the water in your lungs. You managed to cuff up the water, but you'll still be a little lightheaded. So just lie back on the rock for us.
You're in our secret cave, as you can see. It's pretty private. And decorated to our liking.
Yeah, with all kinds of human trash you found on the surface and in deep sea shipwrecks.
It's called Human Treasures Fish Bitch, and there are seashells here too. Why, thank you, miss. See? She thinks my cave is nice. Forgive me, but we never got your name. Well, of course. You were too busy drowning, and we were too busy trying to save you.
Such an interesting name. You really must be royalty. My name is Arendessa, and this is Mirabelle. We saved you from drowning when the pirate ship crashed into that rock. Huh? I don't know if those men are dead or not.
Hmm? You seem pretty adamant about wanting to know if that pirate crew perished in the crash or not. Tell me, stranger, did you know those men? Or did they steal you away from home? I see. So they stole you right out of your bedroom and took you off to sea.
I knew it. All because they wanted payment from your father, or they would have sold you as a bride? I've heard of sales like that. Young women of royalty are stolen all over the country by pirates and scallywags to sell as brides. You must have been so afraid. But don't worry. No one and nothing can harm you here. Your dress and bodice are currently drying over there.
Would you like something to drink or eat? I can fetch you some fresh water. Not from the ocean, I promise you. Oh, you want to know how the ship crashed? Well, it was her fault. She fucked up the siren song she was singing and lured the pirates to their deaths instead of seducing them.
You bitch. Don't forget to mention that it was your fault because you gave me the wrong notes. Yes, we were trying to seduce someone, or rather, multiple people. You see, we mermaids are in heat this time of year.
Yeah, terrible heat. I'm so horny, I could fuck a humpback whale.
And we figured, instead of trying to cure ourselves by sexing up merpeople, we'd try our hand at some humans. All the girls like us are doing it, so we decided to try it. It was our first time ever doing something like this, so yes, we are the cause of the crash.
We're so sorry it caused you such trouble. You nearly drowned because of us. But if you wish to go back to shore, we can take you there and... Huh? What?
Thank you. Oh, miss, you don't have to thank us. We were just helping you because we caused the ship to crash. If it wasn't for our horny selves, you wouldn't have even fallen into the water. Well, I suppose you would have still been on the ship and sold as a bride.
You want to repay us? How exactly? We can't do much with gold since we're mofolk, and... Wait. You want to what?
You want to cure us of our heat? But can you do that?
It is possible. I have read books of sexual intercourse that have both merfolk and human sex. For women to have sex, it's usually orally, finger insertion, or some kind of stimulation. Except there are only female mermaids and humans having sex of the same species. Never interspecies.
So we have no idea how this would work? As gorgeous as you are, miss, I've never had sex with a human before. Especially a human woman.
Me as well. You what? You want to teach us about your body?
Well, only if you're sure. And we can teach you of ours. Is that something you would like, darling? Your lips are so sweet. Was that because I called you darling? I can call you that even more if you kiss me again.
Hey, no fair. I'm here too. And I want to feel how soft your lips are. Wow. That felt amazing. Yes. I love your lips on my neck, sweetness. want to kiss yours too.
And I'll just busy myself ridding you of these underclothes. You wouldn't believe how starstruck we were to see such a body when we took your sodden wet gown off, darling. Such gorgeousness. Better than anything I've ever seen. Wow. Belle, look. No scales at all.
So fucking beautiful. I wouldn't be shocked if you had many lovers dreaming of this luscious body of yours. Mm-hmm. No? Then that means you're all ours tonight.
Oh, your skin is so soft and supple. I've never felt anything like it. Do you like my scales? My skin isn't as soft as yours, but I think by the feel of your hands stroking me up and down that you don't mind.
These must be your breasts here, right? They're so soft. They fit in my hands perfectly. I've seen these in my books, but never up close. And never ones quite as beautiful as yours.
And these little peaks, are these your nipples? Why are they so hard? Are you cold?
No, stupid. They're like that because she's aroused because of us. Aren't you, darling? But if you really are cold, as I'm sure you might be from the water, maybe we should warm you up. What do you think, Arendessa?
I completely agree. There are two of these adorable nipples, and two of us. It will be criminal if we don't get them in our mouths and in our hands, don't you think? Gorgeous.
May I please cup your sex, darling? I'm practically aching to feel you. Thank you. Fuck, you're dripping. I read that this is what happens when a human is sexually aroused.
That's it.
And this little bud right here, is this your clit? Would you like it if I touched it?
Oh, perfect. Just perfect. Maybe you should lay her down, Belle. I want to be able to watch you play with her.
Come, darling. Lay down on the sand here. Just tell me what to do to make you feel good. You want me to taste you? Like this? Is my tongue to your liking, darling? You're so cute. Squirming like that around my face? Fuck. I want to feel you more. I need to taste all of you. Spread your thighs a little wider for me.
Oh, fuck. Seeing her play with your pretty, wet little pussy like that, that's almost too much. I love watching you writhe on the sand, darling. I hope you don't mind me stroking myself. Yes, my tail. It's the most sensitive part of a mermaid's body. Well, other than our slits. They're located just below our stomachs. You'd like to touch my tail? Of course, darling. I would love nothing more. Let me get closer to you. Okay, now, just lightly touch the tips of my fin first. Very lightly, because they're super sensitive. Ah, yes, just like that. God, that's so good. You're moving so slowly, but it already feels like I'm close to coming.
God, Dessa, have a little self-control. Don't be such a little bitch in heat.
You're one to talk with your mouth full of cunt. Oh, fuck, yes. Do that again, please. God, you do that so good, darling. The way you run your fingers up and down my tail, and then slowly move to my fin. Your fingertips feel so soft. So fucking good.
Fuck, baby. You're gushing all over my face. Is it turning you on? You stroke our Dessa so good while I eat this delectable cunt of yours? I can't lie. It's getting me hot too. I was already aroused, but now I'm close to burning with it.
Please, no more. I need you to touch me right here. Yes, inside of my slit. It's like your pussy, in a way. We reproduce, and it's just as sensitive as our tails, especially during sex. Can you feel the wetness dripping from my little slit? That's all for you, darling. Just plunge your finger inside of me, and you'll feel how much I want this.
Yes, darling. Fuck her just like that. I can't tell you how amazing it feels to have you wrapped around my tongue while you finger her slit so good. How does her finger feel, Dessa?
Oh, my Neptune. It's so fucking good. Yes, curl your finger like that. Right against that spot. Yes, like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I think I'm gonna come.
That quick? You're not far behind, it feels like. Come on, baby. Come for me. I can feel you tightening around my tongue. Please come for me. Be a good girl and come all over my mouth while she comes on your finger. Make her into a little cum spot for you.
Oh fuck, I'm gonna come. Please, please keep going. Keep fucking me just like that. Oh, my Neptune. Oh, that was fantastic. Oh, I haven't come so hard before.
And I've never tasted such a sweet release in my mouth. You really taste so good, my love. You want to reward me? How? Oh, you wish to make me come as well? As you wish. Switch places with me, Dessa.
Of course. But I'm not just going to watch. I'll make sure I play along with this little scene. Yes, baby. I'm going to make you come again. but with my fingers instead of my mouth. I want to feel how tight and wet you are for us. I wonder if you're as wet as the water we're sitting by.
She is. Such an improper girl you are, getting so soaked for us girls. Come on, darling. Show me how much you enjoyed my tongue. I want two fingers in my slit. Don't worry. I'm wet enough. Just go slow.
Who's the cum slut now? Ooh, Neptune's six, baby. You're so tight. Oh, what's the matter? Too sensitive? Don't worry, I'll go slow. I'll just turn my finger up and... Oh, fuck, that little whine. Is that your G-spot, baby?
Touch that spot.
That's too bad. I'm going to make her come just as hard as you did. Maybe even harder. Come on, you gorgeous little human. Buck your hips up into my finger. Would you like another one, maybe? Fucking you nice and slow.
Fuck, darling. You're fucking my slit so good. Never felt like this before. Oh, please. Please, faster. Fuck me faster. Harder. Please. Just like that.
You're both so loud. Darling, your moans are like music bouncing against these cave walls. Be as loud as you want, my love. Let us know how good you feel getting your pussy fucked as you fuck Belle's little slut. Let the whole seven seas hear how good we're making you feel. Are you gonna come, little human? Are you gonna come around my fingers? Maybe I should help you along with my tongue.
I'm not too far behind. If you keep doing that, darling. Oh, please. I'll come. I'm so fucking close. Can you feel my hands and your hair as I bug my waist against you?
I can certainly feel her. Keep bucking against my face, baby. Ride that wave with Maribel and come for me. Come for us both. And spill your cream all over my face. That's right, baby. You're almost coming, aren't you? That's it. Keep going. You're so close. I can feel it. It tastes so good. I bet your cum tastes even better.
Yourself.
But we can't let her rest too long, Belle. You know she'll have to go home, especially since she was stolen from those pirates. Her family might think she's dead.
You're right. No, darling. It's that we want to keep you. It's not that we want you to go at all. Not at all. I'd love nothing more than to hold you here forever in the quiet and against the soft waves.
As would I. I don't want to leave this place, or you, but our fathers will worry, and we wouldn't want to make your family worry about you and your whereabouts. We're from two different places, I'm afraid.
We should move now, before the sun rises. Here, darling, swallow this air bubble. It'll give you air for some time during your swim back to your kingdom. You'll need it. Follow us close, all right?
This place is your home? Wow, it really is humongous. You must have been snatched right off the balcony to your bedchambers.
Tessa, you should have stayed hidden. If any other human sees us, we're dead fish. Here, behind the rocks. This is as far as we go.
You're right. Will you be all right, darling? Darling? You look so sad. What's the matter? Aren't you happy you're home?
You'd like to see us again. Really? Right here in the shoreline? Oh, I wouldn't mind going against our fathers and the king's orders again. Just to see your beautiful face. What about you, Dessa? Are you game?
Just as long as we get to do what we did in the cave and be able to hold each other afterwards, I would gladly disobey my father and the king again and again. We will meet right here tomorrow night.
And the many nights beyond that, for however long you wish, darling. Meet us at midnight when the kingdom is asleep and the shoreline meets the ocean. But for now, until then, we bid you farewell.
Sweet dreams, little human. Farewell. For now, at least.
Yeah.